There are now more than 25,000 National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C. from multiple states to help with security for today's inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Security is more of a concern than it would be even in a normal time of transition because of the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump extremists, which left five people dead. And here to tell us a bit more about their role in protecting the nation's capital on this historic day is Vermont National Guard Captain Eric Lahr, the task force commander in Washington, D.C. for the Vermont National Guard. He is also the commander of the B Troop 1st Squadron 172nd Cavalry Mountain Division of the Vermont Guard. And Captain Lahr, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Hey, good morning, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
So how many Guard members are there right now from Vermont? And if you could tell us a little bit about your role, your mission for today's inauguration.
So we've got about 100 personnel down here from Vermont. And our mission is basically a response force. We're staged in a key location, ready to provide security and support to local law enforcement down here.
Can you tell us a little bit about that key location, about where you guys are going to be exactly?
Yeah, it's in the D.C. area. We can't really go into any more detail than that.
Okay. And how long will you be in the nation's capital before returning to Vermont?
So we came down here, we got down here Saturday, and we're slated to be down here for about a week. It's flexible at this point, kind of end date of when we'll wrap up our mission here and head home.
And Captain Lahr, can you give us an idea of like what it kind of looks like there in Washington, D.C.? Is the city itself on lockdown? What's the feel of it there?
There's still civilian traffic and folks moving about their day, but you do notice a bigger law enforcement presence, on roads and closing down certain key traffic intersections and roads around the Capital Region.
Is there a feeling of tension, or is it sort of everybody's going about their business, hoping for the best kind of thing?
As we've been around, I think there's a feeling of welcoming in the community. People down here are really happy to have us. I think it makes people feel really safe. It makes them feel good that we're down here making sure it's peaceful transition of power and we're supporting the democratic process.
Captain Lahr, it's been reported that federal agents have removed 12 Army National Guard members from various states for inauguration duty due to either comments or behavior that agents described as, quote, inappropriate or questionable. Now, officials are saying this doesn't mean that any of these individuals necessarily have ties to any extremist groups. I am wondering, though, are any Vermont Guard members among those 12 that have been removed from their security detail today?
No, they haven't. I've heard the same thing you have in the news about those removals, but it hasn't been any Vermont Guard members.
How does that make you feel that there are any Guard members at all, not from Vermont, which I'm sure is a relief to you, but just knowing that there have been 12 Guard members who have needed to be removed? I mean, how does that make you feel?
I guess it's it's a microcosm of society, who makes up the National Guard. So, we are a reflection of the society we come from.
I know that as a Guard soldier, as a captain, you are laser focused on carrying out your mission, keeping order. I do have to ask, though, what were you feeling when you saw the events that occurred at the Capitol on January 6th?
It's just tough. It's hard because those are American citizens, and it's a tough situation to see, and it just motivates me even more to come down here and keep the peace as an American.
Do you expect a calm, uneventful day today when Joe Biden is inaugurated?
I hope so. And talking with the law enforcement officials down here, they have a great plan to make sure it's a safe day.
I mean, their Guard presence, as I said at the top, around 25,000 Guard members, it would seem the height of foolishness for any bad actors to attempt any kind of attack like the one we saw on the 6th. Wouldn't that be an accurate statement?
There's a lot of folks down here, and the civilian law enforcement, too, has really amped up their presence. So, I think we're ready to respond to basically anything that could happen down here.
Well, I hope it is an uneventful day for you there. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. Stay safe, and thank you for what you're doing today.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it.